The 2013 Ashes Series, Australia versus England, the third test. Australia have reclaimed the Ashes with an emphatic 150-run win at the Wacker Ground in Perth in the third test match of the 2014 series against England. Australia batted first and made 385, with Steve Smith the top scorer with 111. Other batsmen to make runs was David Warner, who made 60 at the top of the order, and Brad Haddin again chiming in with a valuable 55. England's bowlers did well, with Stuart Broad taking 3 for 100, James Anderson 2 for 60, and Graham Swan 2 for 71. England in reply got off to a great start, with Carberry and Cook putting on 85 for the first wicket. But things went downhill after Carberry was dismissed for 43. The top scorer, Alastair Cook, was 72, and England all out for 251. Ryan Harris picked up 3 for 48, Peter Siddle 3 for 36, and Mitch Johnson 2 for 62. Australia's second innings included some rapid scoring. Chris Rogers and David Warner at the top of the order put on 157 for the first wicket before Rogers was out to Bresnan for 54. Warner went on to make 112, Watson 103, and then it was 6 for 369 when they pulled the innings to a close, with a remarkable 28-run over from George Bailey, who scored 39 off just 30 balls. James Anderson was the one who the damage was done off when that over went for 28. Tim Bresnan picked up 2 for 53 and Ben Stokes 2 for 82. In England's second innings, it didn't get off to a very good start, with a wicket on the first ball of their run chase. They were chasing 504 for victory. It was Stokes who did the damage for them with 120. He was well supported by Ian Bell, who made 60. And it was not enough, unfortunately, for England fans. Mitchell Johnson claiming 4 for 78. Nathan Lyon, 3 valuable wickets for 70 runs as well. And Australia ensuring that the Ashes would be returned to Australia.